Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back, tennis fans. As you can see, me and Ben are together in person and we're doing the Monte Carlo draw reaction. Sadly for me, there's not going to be Rafael Nadal. He's withdrawn and it's not looking good for him. We're not sure when we're going to see him. He's not announced that it's going to be Roland Garros. Maybe it'll be a little bit before that. I'm hopeful we see him there. But, of course, another year without Rafa at the big Masters events. For me, this is my favourite Masters event. Stefanos Tsitsipas loves it. Is he going to win it again?
Well, there are some tough competitors in this one. We've got Andre Rublev. He's good here as well. Casper Ruud, always good on the clay courts. And, obviously, the man who missed it last year, Carlos Alcaraz. Can he take Sinner and Djokovic by storm and make a run for the number one in the rankings, really, going into Roland Garros? That's what we're looking forward to. Let's get into this draw. This is our reaction to it, and it's the first time we're seeing it.
To know, so this is what I've seen. So if you bring it up, Ben,
yeah,
we have the big four players. So with Djokovic, he's going to be pitted up against Alcaraz. He's on that half, and you've got Daniil Medvedev and Sinner on the other half. So that is the big four seeds. It feels like always at the moment on the men's that it's only ever going to be one of them four players who win an event.
Yeah, I agree.
They're simply so good, and I don't think there's going to be anything different. I know you said Rublev's good here, which he is. Tsitsipas also historically does quite well. I just don't see them two really coming into the fold when you've got these other big four players playing like they have. But let me know in the comments if you think I'm crazy by saying that. It has to be one of them. And Djokovic has not been playing. He's had a few problems, and when he did play, he wasn't amazing.
Yeah.
So it really does feel like, coming onto the clay, it's a Sinner Alcaraz as a big two favourites.
Yeah, I mean... Alcaraz is the one that you really need to look out for. Sinner's the one who's in the biggest form. We know that. And that's the one that everyone's going to have their eye on in this tournament. Yannick Sinner didn't do well on last year's clay. There's no getting like other way around his performance on clay in 2023. It wasn't good. And Alcaraz's was nearly perfect, I would say. Winning Barcelona, winning Madrid, didn't play Monte Carlo, but semi-finals at Roland Garros as well. He would expect to go better this year, I think, because I think even though he did all of that, it was disappointing, his Roland Garros. Like, Djokovic did take him apart due to the mental side of the game, but we've seen what's happened to Djokovic this year so far, and if he's there for the picking ever, it's right now.
Plus, his draw's not that good. I think he's got some really tough players looking down here. Safulin, potentially, early doors. Yep. Arthur Fies, who is dangerous. I think he's
Musetti
quite good on the clay.
In there as well.
Musetti, someone who's beaten him here. Is it Monte Carlo?
I think it was at Rome that he beat him, but he's still on the clay.
But someone who has the ability to push Djokovic. Even at Roland Garros, he took two sets off him. Dimonor having the best season he's ever had. Wawrinka is actually producing results at the moment.
I think he did
and
beat him.
And you've got Rublev here too. So this,
I think you're right. I think you're mistaken. He did beat him at Monte Carlo, to be honest. And I think it was at Rome. Didn't he lose to Runa at Rome?
Yeah. I don't remember. But I know definitely Musetti, Djokovic. We've had some good matches, and Musetti's beaten him the last time they played as well. I'm looking down here. And
Wawrinka,
I think this is,
as well.
I think this is crazily tough.
That's
I'm not
the best, is it? I mean,
it's not going to be.
Considering how badly he's done at Monte Carlo, and I know that everybody's been jumping in the comment section saying, "Oh, look at you writing off Djokovic again." The one thing I would say about this Monte Carlo, it is different to other Monte Carlos because this is the chance for the treble golden masters for Djokovic. If he wins this, he'll never have to win it again, in my opinion. He doesn't have to win it.
I think he's going to really struggle if he gets up against a Rublev. For me, that is the toughest match here.
It is tough.
And Djokovic has not got a great draw. He's someone who'd want to avoid. Last year's champion, of course.
He's beaten him on clay before as well.
The other quarter of the top half, Alcaraz is in there. You've got Jack Draper. I don't think he's going to trouble so much on the clay. I think he's all right on the clay, but conditions-wise, he seems to be struggling a little bit. And Casper Ruud.
Brilliant player on the clay.
Of course he is, but I think Djokovic is not going to be worried. I don't think Alcaraz would be worried either.
Tobio, I think, is quite
tough.
These
players will not beat Alcaraz on this side. The only person who can beat him is not Tobio, it's Lehechka, if everything goes brilliant. He's the only dangerous player on that side who can trouble Alcaraz, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But really, the big names are coming from the other side in Rublev or Djokovic.
Musetti is tough. Dimonor in there, Wawrinka in there. I mean, some real good names.
There's some really good players on Djokovic's bit. And my prediction is we will not get Djokovic, Alcaraz coming from the top half because I think there's too many good players. Alcaraz is more likely to advance, and Djokovic is going to struggle.
Yeah, you got to remember, this is like very favourable to the Spaniards. Rafa Nadal's won this 11 times. Like, I mean, surely Alcaraz is going to want to do the same and follow in his footsteps. Fokina made the final in 2022 as well. So the Spaniards do very well at this event. I expect Alcaraz, after missing it last year, to come back all guns blazing at this one. I think this is one that he will win multiple times in his career as well. So let's have a look at the other side of the draw, though. And this is the Sinner Medvedev half of the draw. And we start with their half just down the bottom here. And you can see both with byes. But look, Sinner not being given an easy draw here.
No.
Davidovich, Fokina or Korda potentially there. And that's terrible, I think, for Sinner, because Fokina's, like you've seen, he's been in the final here before.
He's another one who beat Djokovic.
Yeah, exactly.
He beat Djokovic at Monte Carlo, could be dangerous. I personally think Sinner won't be worried so much. I think Fokina, he's
hot. I think it's a
worry.
It's
hard to know.
I think it's a worry.
It depends what level of Fokina turns up. However, I think Sinner, the way he's playing, he'll be all right with that kind of match.
Oh, look who's there.
What he should be worried about, and that's what I'm scrolling up for, is Grigor Dimitrov.
Oh, I was going to say Vachelo. He always gets the wild card.
He's going out, but Dimmy's...
Yeah, Dimmy's good.
He's having the best season ever.
And then we've got...
Holger Rune.
Berrettini in there.
Oh, Naldi, Berrettini.
Well, Holger Rune, very good.
Rune will be disappointed, I think, because I feel like there's some really tough matches. If you look at just these eight names...
Yeah, I mean, it's very
tough.
The
way Rune's been playing, he's not my favourite to advance. You can make a case for an Aldi, Dimitrov or Berrettini, even Kuzmanovic sometimes on form above him.
Well, you've got to think, he did make the final last year and he
but
lost.
The way he's been playing.
Yeah, he hasn't been playing great and he hasn't really stepped up. Last year he took out Medvedev in the quarterfinals and he did look good. He beat Jannik Sinner in the semi-finals. So this is someone is on his side of the draw. And could be a potential, what is that, quarterfinal matchup for Jannik Sinner. And Jannik Sinner's going to have to prove some doubters wrong. I feel that he's leveled up, though. I think I'm expecting a lot from Jannik Sinner on the clay. And will he live up to it?
He's not defending many points. So whatever he does will be a positive. Looking at the other side, though, Daniil Medvedev's, is he the real winner or is Stefanos Tsitsipas? Because Steph of old would be rubbing his hands together, considering he's a 12th seed now.
Yeah, I mean, it's mad, isn't it?
To avoid a lot of them other players who we've mentioned, the likes of your Alcaraz's, Sinner's, Djokovic, and get Medvedev on the clay, I think he's got very fortunate.
Zverev's not the best, though, is
Zverev,
he?
Zverev, of course, playing well. And he's
Jarry and Etchevelli's an amazing first-round match as well. I absolutely love that.
Yeah, but the real Tsitsipas.
Yeah.
I think he can beat Zverev as well when he's playing really well. I'm not saying that, by the way. I think Tsitsipas is not going to do well this year.
He could,
and Zverev will beat him if they get to play.
He could win this event, Tsitsipas.
But Tsitsipas, it's not outside the realm. Look at this draw and be like, this is amazing.
It's not outside the realm of possibility Tsitsipas goes on and wins this event. He is notably good in Monte Carlo.
If he faces Zverev, then he beats him.
This year. I don't know. No. Right now, the confidence is with Zverev, I would say.
It's got to be. You got Gael Monfils down there.
I love that.
We could see a Gael Monfils Medvedev early match, and we know Medvedev hates the French. Yeah. We're playing the human. Kill someone because he's in his box.
That's it. He likes that. But we've got some good potential matchups, though. I don't know if Medvedev's going to get that far, to be honest. I'm not even looking towards him. I'm looking more towards if Jannik Sinner could meet Holger Luna. And will Holger Luna make it there?
Medvedev's not going to do very much in this tournament. I'd expect, if anything, I know it sounds crazy, Hachanov or Nori, one of them.
Mm.
It feels to me set that whoever wins that has a chance of
who do you
maybe
mean
doing
makes the
well.
Final out of this whole section? Because it's we got Zverev, you've got Rooney, you've got
Sinner. It's got to be Sinner, isn't it? It's rude not to say Sinner.
It is rude not to.
Sinner's been very fortunate in the fact that he avoids Alcaraz.
There's part of me that thinks that this is just a free-for-all, this section. And someone
even with Sinner, the way he's been playing.
Yeah, I still feel like...
Because it is the first tournament. The one thing we need to remember is the first tournament on clay is always a bit...
And watch what Djokovic has done, because he hasn't been playing the other tournaments. And now... He's had a lot of time off. He's had a lot of time to practice. Sinner hasn't had that luxury. He's just hoping that the form is going to take him through. This is a completely different surface. Hard court is his thing. I think in Madrid, he could be a real threat, though. That's going to be the real clay court surface. Zverev, normally pretty good there. I think Sinner this year could win Madrid. That's my personal opinion.
Fair enough. Let's have a look at some of the first round matches, which look quite good. I do have a tweet here.
No worries. Here we go. I've got them here.
Which we can reference.
No problem. I'll bring
it up. And that is some big ones. Fritz Massetti.
Let's go to the side for this one because I don't think we're going to be able to see it otherwise. There we go.
Yep. So Fritz Massetti, really good. Massetti favourite.
Love
the clay. Dimonur Ravrenka, probably the pick of the bunch. Hurkacz Draper. Hatanov Nori. We spoke about that. Berrettini Kecmanovic. Bublik Toric. Korda Davidovic Fekina. Winner playing Sinner. And a potential round two of Alcaraz Felix, Tsitsipas Jarry or Echeverri, and Medvedev Monfils. We've actually covered quite a bit speaking about just now. Medvedev Monfils, of course, could be the banana skin where Medvedev goes out. Yeah. I would be tempted to go Monfils as a wild card. And I think Dimonov Wawrinka is going to be a massive matchup where if we see a really good Wawrinka who performs well and beats Dimonov.
He can do
Who's to say you can't then go on and beat Djokovic because he's in that little bit as well.
You never know.
And that would be the matchup before a Rublev.
I just wondered, what is Djokovic and his motivations for this season? Because if his motivation is getting another record and getting the gold, three-time Golden Masters, this tournament is important to him. The Miami one, who cares? This one actually means he completes three Masters of all the Masters. So this is an important one for him because this is a record that maybe no one will ever achieve again.
And not just that, with Djokovic, what would be deemed as a successful event for him? His first event back on the clay before Roland Garros, which he's obviously
benchmarking.
You've got the Olympics coming up, which is going to be on clay. So it's important he plays well on the clay. But you'd say nothing less than him winning the event is a success.
Well, he hasn't won this event since 2015.
Yeah, but I think you're being a bit stupid, Ben, personally.
No, I don't know about that.
Well, the reason I say that is
he's a record breaker.
I understand that, but for Djokovic, this first tournament
sorely is a bit of a warm-up to get back into it again.
Yeah, it normally is.
It is for everyone. That's why we see sometimes when Rafa's not winning it, you've seen some odder results of late.
We don't normally see him warming up as early on the clay, though. And this year, we have seen him on the clay, notably earlier.
So Djokovic gets to semi-finals, loses to Alcaraz. That's been a bad event for him.
I don't think he even needs this event. If he doesn't win it, there's no point in it for me. I feel it's good for him to work. He can warm up in all the other tournaments. He only cares about Roland Garros and winning that. This tournament is only there for the winning. Anything else is a failure for me, for Djokovic in this event. Otherwise, a pointless event. Good warm-up, I guess. Good to get a bit of time on the clay, but he only wants the title, nothing else. He might as well go out first round.
Did you find this winning mentality? Because it wasn't earlier in the snooker hall.
There was downed a couple of good pinks and blues, I'll tell you that much. It was the Efes got to me in the end. But that was another story altogether. Do we have any more tweets you want to go through before we wrap this one up?
That one right there. And that is, Jannik Sinner could become the second player in the Open era to win the titles at the Australian Open, Miami and Monte Carlo in the same calendar year after Novak Djokovic in 2015.
Even more reason for Djokovic to win this tournament.
Not many players have won what he's already won coming into March, April time now.
No.
It's insane. He's looking like a train which can't be stopped. And if he is, argument's sake, to go on and just be like a duck to water on the clay.
It would be great, wouldn't it?
He's then favourite for Roland Garros.
Yeah.
He's then going to break quite a few records, and he's going to be world number one very soon.
Oh, for sure.
And I don't know where his loss is coming from, because he just looks like so calm and composed. And his style, unlike Alcaraz and unlike Rafael Nadal, really, seems very sustainable. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like he's really damaging his body, going hell for leather, trying to win the points. Seems like
well-oiled.
Yeah, it is. It's very German, slick, efficient. And I feel all he needs really is a nice ice bath afterwards and a massage, and he's ready to go then.
A la Andy Murray. Well, I mean, he loves an ice bath, doesn't he? Though these days, I don't even think that can help Sir Andy, unfortunately. But I can't wait to see. I think that is the main thing for this tournament for everybody. Everyone's so interested. Will Jannik Sinner's form translate to the clay? If you haven't watched our latest podcast, The Countdown, go check that episode out as well. That is the main title. Will Sinner's form translate onto the clay courts? It's everything everyone's speculating about right now in tennis, because he is the man of the moment. Will he continue? And if he does, imagine he won Roland Garros. If he wins Roland Garros, he has to be favourite for Wimbledon. I'm sorry. This is just the way this year's going. That is the pressure that goes on you once you win your first slam and you only lose one match, really, the whole entire year. He's been so good, isn't he?
The thing I'm going to put to you now, Ben, is this. And that is, I want you to give me one big pick for right now. So something you think could happen. Have a little look at the draw.
Yeah.
I was just having a look while you're speaking. I want to hear some big claim you're going to make. Right now. So I'm going to be going straight off the bat, and that is not on this one.
Go on.
It's on this one here, and that is I'm going to have Monfils to have a run, take out Daniel Medvedev.
I like it.
I think Gael Monfils is the wild card, and I'm going for a bit of a shock from him. Where's your shock coming from? You said this is the open section, so if anything, it's going to come from here.
I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go for something big.
Vacheron to knock out Sinner.
Vacheron to win the whole Monte Carlo. No, I think Stefanos Tsitsipas could win this whole entire section and make the final.
What, knock out Sinner?
Everyone.
Okay. That's very bold. I like that. So Ben's gone wild with Tsitsipas cleaning up this section. And poor Jannik Sinner's not going to be too pleased. And I've gone for a Gael Monfils resurgence, the Frenchman defeating Daniel Medvedev. Let us know
wild in
the comments section. What are your wild takes? We'll be happy to read them all. And of course, we'll be bringing you our draw preview, real and proper, giving our predictions, giving our dark horse, and of course, discussing everything about the draw in detail, match by match. So please join us for that. And if you haven't already, give us a like on this video, subscribe if you're new, and we'll see you very soon.
See you soon.
Ciao, ciao.
Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.